Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Well, it's a huge day for many people right across this country who have been recognised in the Australia Day honours, but some have been recognised right at the top of the list, like Dr. Daniel Knorr, founder of Streetside Medics and the man who is officially our 2022 Young Australian of the Year. Good morning, Daniel, and huge congratulations.
Good morning, Sammy. Thank you so much.
You're 26 years old. Does that count as still young enough to be Young Australian of the Year, Daniel? Real talk.
Supposedly it does. That's what I've been told.
Do you feel youthful?
I do. Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
You've packed a whole lot into your life already. Take us through how Streetside Medics was founded.
Look, long story short, I was on my final year medical student elective in London, Imperial College. I've always wanted to pursue a career in cardiology, and so I went over there at the cardiology department, and it was after a shift. I finished at about 7 o'clock, got to Waterloo train station at about 8 p.m., walked out of the train station and saw a crowd. And I initially thought this is a musician or a busker, took my AirPods out, approached, and I quickly realized this was, in fact, a gentleman who was having a seizure. Training kicked in, did my ABCs, created a soft and safe space so that he didn't harm himself. Once his seizure stopped, did my ABCs, kept him stable until paramedics took him away. But it was the conversation after that that changed everything. Some of the people surrounding were his friends, and they were also experiencing homelessness. And I started a conversation with them, and they explained to me that this person was having seizures for months and months and months. But they often happened in an alleyway a few streets behind, and so not many people had noticed it. And curiously, I asked them, why hasn't he gone to the emergency department? Why hasn't he seen a doctor? And they laughed at my question. And what I learned from them is that they have a genuine sense that the healthcare system cares less for them than any other average person in society. And they all faced some significant medical conditions, which they self-managed, or rather not see a doctor, mm-hmm. and suffer in silence on the streets purely because it was too hard, they were too afraid, they were worried they were going to be judged, or worse, they worried we wouldn't care enough. And so I came back to Sydney and I did my research and I learned we have the best healthcare system in the world in Australia, but we share the same challenging barriers that limits access to healthcare. And as a result of that lack of access, health outcomes are much worse for those that are experiencing homelessness. And so the best way to alleviate those barriers is to take the service to them.
I am chatting to the wonderful Dr. Daniel Knorr, founder of Streetside Medics and our 2022 Young Australian of the Year. This work that you've been doing now, Daniel, here in Australia and in New South Wales, has really been over the past couple of years, which of course has coincided with a pandemic. How has that made the delivery of these services all the more challenging?
Look, it absolutely has been a challenge. So our first clinic was around July, August of 2020, smack bang in the middle of the pandemic. What we realized was that so primary healthcare is a prevention of a medical condition before it happens or before it gets bad. For example, preventing diabetes before it comes diabetes or before you get severe complications of it. And the healthcare system was so focused on the pandemic, as you would expect. The primary healthcare was not really being focused on in the general community, but especially in the homeless community. And so we knew that we needed to start now more than ever, and they needed us now more than ever. What it also meant was that we needed to advocate and support the homeless community with regards to COVID. So we COVID swabbed and we vaccinated. It created challenges for us. We had to have PPE. We had to make sure that our volunteers were ready and able and equipped to provide care in a COVID safe way. And of course, from a staffing perspective, we're 100% volunteer run organization. So that played a challenge because people were close contacts or had COVID themselves. But all the more, it was needed now more than ever, and we had a job to do, and we sought out to do that.
How did it feel when you found out the news, Daniel? Young Australian of the Year.
Yeah, it blew me away. I genuinely did not expect it. I felt so proud, but I also felt the responsibility of we now need to advocate louder and harder for the people who are experiencing homelessness. We need to make sure that 116,000 of them are able to get access to healthcare. And so if anyone's listening that's a general practitioner or is in the medical community in Melbourne, we desperately want to come to Melbourne and we need your help. We need volunteers. We need corporate sponsors. We need supporters.
Well, it sounds like they could have no finer advocate than you in this role. Dr. Daniel Knorr, no doubt we'll hear a lot more from you in the 12 months ahead, dare I say the 12 decades ahead. All the very best. Huge congratulations and hope you can enjoy it today.
Thank you, Sammy.
Dr. Daniel Knorr there, founder of Streetside Medics, a working doctor at the Royal North Shore Hospital, and our 2022 Young Australian of the Year.